MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Turning now is Charles Savage, CEO of Purple Group, who of course own Easy Equities. I own Purple, disclaimer up front. Year-end August, revenue up 26%, headline earnings per share up 190%. That's not perhaps the big story. Charles, appreciate the early morning time. 737,000 funded accounts. I remember working in the industry 15 years ago, and we thought the industry size in its totality was maybe 700,000 or 800,000. You've blown past that. How big can you get in terms of a customer base? I mean, over the next, I don't know, let's dream big over the next decade.
Yeah, so I mean, first it starts slowly and then it happens really fast. And I guess it was went slowly for a long time and now it's moving really fast. You know, I think the runway for growth is millions and millions of accounts. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the formal work sector, let's put a number of around about 5 to 7.5 million people. So that, you know, that'll be our first target, is to get to those kind of numbers rather than the ones we're at now. We're growing at 60,000 accounts, which I think you can understand the context of how big that is in the South African sense. And that growth rate, you know, we've still got new growth rails, distribution rails, that will be extended early next year. So we've signed Discovery and we've signed Bank. Both of those will launch in the first quarter of next year. And I don't know how many accounts they're going to add, but they're going to add accounts. And so, you know, that 60,000 accounts should accelerate nicely over the next 12 months. And, you know, the other thing is that we're seeing equity markets specifically in South Africa finally getting some, you know, some lift for retail investors. And that's always a catalyst for further growth. You know, money brings in more money. And so, yeah, I think we've got a really good period ahead of us in terms of retail growth and focused on getting to that 1 million account number. It'll be something we're celebrating and beyond.
60,000 a month at 720,000 a year, you should be there quickish. Of those 60,000 a month, how many come through Capitec? How many sort of come generic through your front door?
So Capitec, look, it varies from month to month, but Capitec will average about 20% of that. The balance, 80%, is through our own front door.
Okay, that's chunky from Capitec, but that's a significant number. I worked for a broker who once basically had as many accounts as you sign in a month. Looking at profit per account, if I distill the numbers, it's about 67 Rand per account. It's very much per year. It's very much the sort of the checkers model, and that is what Easy Equities is. Keep it cheap, make it easy, make it accessible. What is cost of acquisition and onboarding per account? I mean, is a new account profitable in year one?
It is. I mean, you know, we've got the lowest cost of acquisition in the country. We haven't seen anyone who's got it lowest. It's 50 Rand of marketing spend and 9 Rand of onboarding costs, which is KYC, etc. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's super low, and that magic really sits in our customers referring customers.
Yeah.
So if you refer a customer, you get $50. And so that's why it should be no surprise that it costs us 50 Rand to acquire customers. So that's really low. So we make money from our customers in the first year. I think the point to talk to is that ARPU is improving. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to see it in these numbers because, you know, the income statement is recency, which means that you've got our biggest amount of customers arrived in the last 12 months, and you can't see, you know, that you can't see what the value of the customers that arrived 5 years ago is because they've been crowded out.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be, it's not 69 Rand. It's, you know, a customer who's been with us for 5 years is trading at about, is worth about 300-400 Rand to us.
Wow.
So you've got to, it's something that I think, you know, no one really has picked up on. If I could show them what a 2014 customer looks like in terms of the demographic is exactly it's the same as the customers that are arriving today. The big difference is the ARPU is like five times the value of that customer arrived 5 years ago.
Okay, that makes sense, because when they arrived 5 years ago, they're testing the water, they're a little bit unsure. I mean, we all remember our first trade. Truthfully, it was scary. I remember a box popped up on my website and said, "Are you sure?" And the answer was, "Heck no, I don't know what I'm doing." As they sort of get more comfortable with it, as they make profit, they put more money in and spend more.
Yeah, exactly. And it's around, so on average, they add about 18% of their own money to their portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the equity markets, them about a 12% lift. So if you could compound that, there's kind of like a 30% growth rate that's inherent in our customer base. So as long as we, you know, keep them happy, keep them engaged, and markets do what they're supposed to do, then, you know, we should see a 30% increase in value of our customer NAV, which will translate, obviously, into higher ARPU per customer.
Average account size around 11,500. Of course, that's going to be skewed. That's an average, not a medium. They're going to be some giant. They're going to be some small. How much of that is offshore? Because, of course, you also offer clients access to offshore markets.
Yeah, so we've got $225 million offshore. I can't do the maths in my head, but that's, you know, a couple of billion rand. That's offshore. The offshore is the fastest thing part of the business. We used to, I don't know if you remember, but we used to put minimums on the FX.
Yeah.
You used to pay a minimum of $5 roughly to move your money. We've eliminated that minimum, and guess what? More people are arriving. Average account sizes offshore are about $3,500. So quite significantly larger than the South African average.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we put this gate up that said if you have to, you know, have to pay a minimum of $5. So I think the average will go down, but customers offshore has just reached 70,000 active accounts. And we're expecting that, you know, we'll get to about 50-50 on those accounts over the next 18 months. So, you know, targeting about 250,000 US accounts over the next 12, 18 months.
And part of that, so that's what, 10% now, okay, so getting close to 50. I see the attraction. I mean, offshore's a bigger market, and it's got the Teslas and just a wider market. Part of the place where you are now, 737,000 funded accounts, a giant number. What you're starting to do, and we see that evidence already, is introduce new products. We've got Easy Properties. We've got Easy Crypto, which is, what, 500 million invested. And I have no doubt that you and your team have a roadmap for new products still to come to sell to the existing base.
Yeah, yeah. Before we launched Easy Properties and Easy Crypto, and we scaled those two businesses, who've been around, you know, just over a year, really fast. I mean, I was checking in with Easy Properties yesterday. At year end, it had 35,000 customers.
Mm-hmm.
As of yesterday, it had 51,000 customers. I mean, the business is scaling really fast. And the same can be said of Easy Crypto. You know, Easy Crypto's got over 100,000 customers, achieved that in 2 years on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
Easy Equities itself took 4 years to get to that number. So I'm disappointed that we didn't launch a new product. We've got a pipeline of 10 new products and services.
Mm-hmm.
Our target is to roll out 3 or 4 of them. We're not entirely sure which ones, but I'll tell you the ones that have got a lot of traction that I think will be the ones that we'll launch. EasyFX, so that people can move their money more easily to wherever their best mm-hmm. investment opportunities are. And importantly there, we're adding sterling account. We're adding sterling accounts and euro accounts, so you can trade UK and euro. That's got a lot of traction. Then Easy Ventures has got a lot of traction, and that's going to be very similar to Easy Properties, but this time for venture capital. So you can invest alongside the best venture capital firms in South Africa and what they're investing in. That I'm particularly excited about. Those, and then Easy Australia, we're going to put a lot more effort around there. And I know the product's been live for a while, but we've done nothing with it for 2 years in COVID, you know. So we're going to put a lot more effort around those and more products stacking up behind those. If we pull off, you know, if we focus a little and get, you know, get some breaks in terms of time and resources, then we'll also launch Easy Insure next year, which is life insurance both for investors.
I'll leave that there. That's Charles Savage. It's an astounding story, and listening to the interview, a lot of folks look at that share price and think it's all happened. I got to say, I think I agree with Charles. I think it is only now starting to happen. Charles, appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.